Father, thank you. We rejoice that we, through Jesus, you're our very own Father. And in my case, I'm your very own your son, because Jesus is my blood brother. And I pray it and thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Let's go to the book of Luke, please. And in the 10th chapter, and let's see here, we need to go. And we'll start the 25th verse. Are you ready? Yes. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all thy mind and your neighbor as yourself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, do this, and you'll live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, Who is your neighbor? Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him with his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. By chance, there came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was in the place, he came and looked at him and passed on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, now let me stop right here. That's what Franklin Graham has, Samaritan's purse. Support it. Support it. We support that. We support the Gordon and the 700 Club. Support it. They're two powerful organizations. Anyway, let's go ahead. A certain Samaritan journeyed where he was. Now listen, here it is. He had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay you. Which of these three thinkest thou was his neighbor unto himself, fell upon thieves? He said, that showed mercy on him. And then said, Jesus, go and do likewise. Now, you can see, when I told you that when I go to bed at night, I good night, my love, to Gloria. And I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. I love my neighbor as myself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. But the Master said, glory to God, in that last Seder meal, he said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. And all men, all mankind will know you're my disciples by the way you love. And we read yesterday, God is love. Amen. So, and we're talking about the joy of the Lord yesterday. And today we're talking about redeemed from the curse. Now, class, this is what's so amazing to me. I heard Brother Hagin say, I haven't been preaching on this enough, so I'm going to have to go back and study my notes on it. Not preaching it enough. If it isn't preached, the people don't know anything about it. Well, in healing school, I do my best to not. Well, this is an outline of the. It's an older outline. It was in here. I have all my outlines and everything, and I just flipping through it, found that, and brought it up front. So, redeemed from the curse, long life. So now, where do we go today? We know he was moved with compassion. This Samaritan, moved with compassion. He had money. He put him on his own beast. And he left money. And he said, if you need any more, let me know. Just put it on my bill. Hallelujah. Well, there's certain things about that I've picked up on. Well, a whole lot more than just certain things. Of being out of debt. No debt. We had to first learn how to live that way, and I tried to get around leasing, and the Lord said, that's just another way of borrowing money. So, being redeemed from poverty, we just, Gloria and I, and George and Terry, we just began to believe God for certain things financially that we need. And for instance, if you think a preacher's not supposed to have a big house, you don't want to come see mine. Well, and the property, it's the parsonage. And we started off with this little small when children were young. But each place got a little larger, a little larger. We have no mortgage. Mortgage sounds like morgue. It came from the same word. I didn't realize that until Yvonne pointed it out to me. But now, look at 11:13. No, let's back up. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. It came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spoke, and people wondered. But some of them said, he casteth out devils with Beelzebub, the chief of devils. And others tempting him sought of a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided itself can't stand. And if you've got one political party fighting another one, you better watch out, because I don't care if it is the United States. Listen, that can't stand. I don't know where you are in the world. That's the truth. And you'll know the truth. The truth will make you free, Jesus said. He didn't say it will set you free. Now, some translations put it that way. That's not right. He said it will make you free. It will make you free. So you're free where you take advantage of it or not. Now, newspapers, but particularly the large conglomerates, will have it up, you know, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's good for a newspaper to do that. But the newspapers anymore, well, I don't have to tell you that. Redeemed from the curse, long life, 1 Peter 2, 1 through 24. All right, we know what that is, but let's put it in our eyes. Thank you, Jesus. It's one. First Peter. Chapter 2. Are you there? Yes. Well, the 24th verse. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, the picture that I took and showed you, that's the 24th verse. Let's go to verse 1, because there are conditions here. Now, those of us that are really serious about the Word, and we understand most of these things, but you let it slip. Wherefore, Brother Hagin said, when is a therefore whereof? See what it's there for. Wherefore, laying aside, that's a condition, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. I wrote right there in capital letters, yes, very. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. Whoa, I mean, you need to know this. You can just start repenting right there. No guile in your mouth. What is that? Guile, criticism, just, it's bad. Just look up the word guile. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them that be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made head of the corner, and the stone of stumbling, and the rock of sacrifice, even to them that stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto, you're not be ready to be prayed for healing. There's a lot of repenting going on here. But you're a chosen generation. I am. Glory to, I am. I'm a royal priest. Thank you, Jesus. We just learned some precious. Remember the blood. These are blood covenant promises, promised in the sinless blood of Jesus. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, So you don't pray this for the United States? You talk about split up, fighting and fussing all over the place, politicians not knowing what to do. Let me give you an example. You know it and I know it. Well, we don't like what this guy's done, so we need to get him out of our department, so let's just promote him and put him somewhere else. Our current president, Donald J. Trump, you know what he does? You're fired. Get out. He's not a politician. He is a very successful businessman. And no good businessman is going to keep some deadhead and promote him to a higher salary rather than fire him. Well, how much more in a nation of people, the greatest nation in the history of the world, the most prosperous nation, and they just need someone that just does what he's supposed to do as a good businessman in the White House. You're fired. Get. And I could go down with some of them, but that's not my place to judge. But it turns out what he did was exactly what, because I had Googled some people in them, he did what I thought that needed to be done not too long ago. But now listen, wait a minute. Having your conversation, the word there is conduct. Having your conduct honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, by your good works, which they behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Whether you agree with their politics or not, for the Lord's sake. I'm not going to be a part of that strife. Amen. For the Lord's sake. Yes. Now, this is one of the reasons, class. Everybody's talking about the government debt, the government debt. So, we discussed it. The family discussed it. And I went to Jan, Gloria's sister, who has our taxes done. And I am thrilled to pay taxes. I remember when I didn't have to pay any. It's kind of this little deduction thing on a card, and I turned it in. I was under the curse. So, and I want all of you to know this. A lot of people don't know anything about it. So, I added so much money to my taxes to be put on the government debt. Well, it was so strange that they had me sign the tax return on my signature. Did you do this? Yes, I did. This coming tax, it's going to be more. And then it's going to be more. And then it's going to be more because my taxes are my seed to the operation of this government. I don't gripe about paying my taxes. Praise God. Somebody ought to say praise God. If this catches on with 300... how many people in this nation legally? Do you know? Three. 100 million people put $100 extra, that's 300 million. And I just prayed and said to the Lord, I said, you can do this thing. This is easy for you. But it needs to be grasped and to do it. You understand me, class? That's all part of this. And I'll show you here in just a moment. So that, let's continue to read. Where were we here? Okay. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, the punishment of evildoers and for praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king, fear God, honor the president. The reason I say that is because in the beginning they tried to make George Washington a king. And he said, no, we just got out from under that. We're a democratic republic. For this is thankworthy. If a man of conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully, for what glory is it when you be buffeted for your faults? You shall take it patiently. But when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. For even unto hereunto were you called. I'm called to preach, but I'm called to do this. We got 30 seconds. Who in his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that if we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. Glory to God, class. We're out of time. We'll be back here in just a minute.
It's obvious all over the earth. The enemy is raging. But as a believer, you don't have to live subject to fear. You are designed for victory. In his book, Live Fear Free, Kenneth Copeland shows you how to shut down the enemy's attacks, remove fear, and stand strong in faith, no matter what's happening around you. Jesus defeated the law of sin and death once and for all, so you can live according to the law of the Spirit of life in him. Learn how fear opens the door to the devil, but faith slams it shut. When you live by faith, fear can't control you. Be free to live boldly, live healed, and live protected under God's love. When your focus is on the Word, the storms around you fade away. You've been given authority. You've been equipped with faith. The world needs men and women who will stand tall in faith and refuse to back down. Rise up as the fearless believer you were born again to be and live fear free. Live Fear Free, the new book by Kenneth Copeland, now available for only $26.99 on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. You can live fearlessly 24/7 in the secret place of God's protection. Be equipped with God's word and his wisdom to live an overcoming fear-free life. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Kenneth Copeland Ministries sows at least 10% of every contribution received into other ministries around the world. It has exponential impact on what we can accomplish together. Your financial seed goes even further, touching the lives of people around the world. You are part of sending resources and support to spread the gospel, share the love of God, and meet people's needs. Thank you so much, partners, for all you've done and continue to do. Because of your partnership, souls are being won for Jesus, families are being restored, and people are being healed. Now, this week on the broadcast, Brother Copeland is teaching us about the faith of God that lives on the inside of every born-again believer. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your spirit is born over and you are put into right standing with God. You are recreated by the Spirit of God as if sin had never existed. The blood of Jesus doesn't just cover sin, it did away with sin completely. Jesus did all the hard part for you to receive everlasting life, healing, and prosperity, but he couldn't pray your prayer. Ask him into your heart by praying with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Praise God. Your spirit is born again, and you have the very nature of God living in you now. You can stand in God's presence without guilt, condemnation, or shame. To help you learn more about your new life in Christ, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to send you the Salvation Package, which includes their book called He Did It All for You, and some information to guide you as you begin reading and studying your Bible. Take the next steps and develop your relationship with God. Learn more about the victory you have in Christ and get your free copy of the Salvation Package today on kcm.org. Join us again tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Brother Copeland is teaching us how to take a stand of faith and win.
Now, partners, you do the same thing. You get your Bible and you just read it all and read it in several translations. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah! Glory to God!
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.